Hi everyone, I'm Laura, I'm community manager at Sickers Guitars, and today I'm going to take you along on a little Sickers Unscripted adventure on one of our recording days. We're going to record another episode of the Deals of the Month videos with Caroline, who's right next to me.
Hey.
And now, right now we're preparing, and I'm going to get all the guitars out of storage and prepare all the information we need to include in the video. And I'm excited to take you along. Let's go. Okay, right now we're in storage and we're getting the guitars for the video. And this is storage.
And it's, we need to get a guitar from...
Yeah, we need to get a guitar from up there.
All the way up.
From the top shelf. And we need some help for that. Because it's all the way up to the ceiling. Okay, yeah we have to ask Daniel, definitely.
Yep.
We need the Hardy guitar.
Daniel,
it's
to
right
the
there.
Rescue.
Daniel to the rescue, always.
Wait.
Yes.
Thank you.
And the next guitar is the Le Breton, but it's on
B3.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It's here.
It's there.
Let's follow silently. This is the kitchen, by the way.
This house is everyone.
Exactly. Yes.
It's also empty.
Empty? Is it downstairs?
Mm-hmm.
Or down? A lot of guitars. Ah, I see it.
It's this one.
Yes.
Perfect.
Thank you. I'm being laughed at for logging because it's very unusual still. Some of the guitars we need are downstairs in our showroom and we're just collecting them. And Manuel, who you might know if you have been to our shop, is helping us. Something you might rarely see is Johnny playing. Because he's like a camera shy. Okay, so we're just preparing, recording. I'm airing out the room one last time. I just tuned the guitar, the first guitar we're gonna record. Caroline's in the bathroom, and I'm gonna do a quick outfit change too, I think. Outfits are changed, face is powdered, hair is brushed, guitar is tuned.
Yay.
Camera 1, 2, 3 mics are all running. We're ready to record. It takes a lot of work, a lot of prep to actually start recording, but that's how it is, and that's what our view is.
It's a messy ass room.
2 guitars, a big light. Here we go. Hi. I'm now in our kitchen, in our upstairs kitchen next to Studio 2, and preparing some very much needed fuel. Oh no, where is my phone? This is what I'm talking about, the much needed fuel for midday. I don't know if you're a coffee enthusiast, I very much am. Let me know if you are. And if you're German, you know that this is also an essential, it's a good old Stulle. If you ever wondered what I'm doing as a community manager here at Sickers Guitars, I don't only record the videos for the Deals of the Month. I partly edit shorts, I plan the whole social media thing. When we publish what, I edit the carousels we recently designed and published, and thumbnails, and so many other things. The newsletter. I read all of our comments we get on social media posts, on YouTube posts, and I will also read the comments for this video and answer them. And I try my best to answer all the comments if they are friendly. Sometimes I ignore them, to be honest. So we just finished recording, which was exhausting, but good. And we just talked about this vintage Enrico Bottelli guitar. And I don't know if you ever thought about getting a vintage guitar. I have thought about it quite a lot. Because there are actually some advantages to it when it comes to sound. I think we could do a whole video about it. Because it's already developed. And of course, wood changes with time and playing. And the resonance of playing does something to it. And I really like how this Bottelli guitar sounds. It's...
very open, and
it's a something really mellow about it.
Yeah. Oh, it's still a drop D.
Oh, that explains a lot.
It doesn't have dots.
It doesn't have dots.
Oh no.
After anyway. Surprisingly comfortable for me. I have small hands. I prefer, well, something on the 51 millimeter nut width. This is a 55 millimeter nut width, but so lived in that it actually works. And I'm a messy player. I know that. I'm a hobby player. I have never studied it or anything, just to make sure. Recording days are long and hard, and Caroline and I, we have a tradition of treating ourselves after such a day. And, well, this wouldn't be a realistic vlog if we didn't take you along to our favorite break spot.
This one's my favorite choice.
I just wanted to quickly take you home and show you what motivates me each day to go to work. It's these two. Look at her.
Hi, Lumi.
Hi.